Blog Talk Radio.
We back. It took a minute, everybody. Took a minute, but we back. Let me get the show started. We'll be right back. We're putting everything together. I got through the texting. Oh, this is crazy. Something going on with the internet. question, what about us? It's that time. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We finally got the show rolling. It took some might, it took some intuition, and it took some fortitude because we finally got it on. The internet is a serious thing, let me tell you, boy. I don't know how it's not, but let's just be glad because today's program is going to be every bit on point with the facts. Today, after going through so many of the archives, I want all you who, Pitar Seeker, all y'all who listening, and Kimba, Sister Cher, that song was for you since you gave me that Michael Jackson. I had to play that once you sent that back to the air. What about us? And Kimba, I found the name. I got the whole thing. But y'all need to go on these programs. Go to Blog Talk. If your show that you hosted is on, get it. Archive it. That's your show. I got so many. I mean, I must got, that's amazing. I got Tariq Nasheed on there when he was talking that stuff. I got so many people. We got receipts, baby. We got real receipts. And we going to lay down some real. We said this in 2015. We did a show on terrorism. We was naming it Jade Helm. We did it. We had everybody on the show. Them shows had 2,000 to 3,000 people on it. And I could show the receipts. That's why I said, man, what censorship has happened to us? What about us? The censorship started during Obama for this era who can't understand past that. But it been started. The name alone should make you think, what is a deep state? We got deep throat. Everything is deep. And on the one. ISIS. Look at the name. Is. I am. Terror. It's just unbelievable. Brother Eddie, get all your, Brother Eddie, if you don't go on Blog Talk and download your stuff, you are missing out on your own archives. You on there from 2017 on. I think, no, 16. Yeah. Now we're going to get deep. Now, being warned is one thing. Stupid is another. See, if somebody warns you and you don't listen, you end up, a stupid person can't even be judged, who never looked at, because, you know, he's never been warned. But people who've been warned, you got to wonder about them. Warning signs everywhere. Warning stuff. We warned y'all when it happened to us. When it happened to us years ago, we chose you. People are on these blog talks. We have no idea. I've talked to people who said they was raped in the Army. Lieutenant Dorothy got her stuff. I mean, she say, I have had Mary Neal on here who actually helped Kate for the mentally ill. She was the one who came on here. She listened to her show too. Oh my goodness! What's her family members? I gotta help her marry, and man, it's gonna be rough. Elvira, Sister Elvira, Fort Lauderdale, all these people gone who was advocates for the mentally ill on this program from the beginning days. Warned you that they was able to use drugs, not the drugs, but the sound waves, psychic sound waves that could zap you. Brother West, that's how I met him, from those people. But now, the warning bell is over. This is about to be a full effect terror campaign, 2025. That's the name of this. You can't handle it, jump off. But see, even if you jump off, you still jumping in. That's all I can tell you. You can jump off, but you're still jumping in. Now, they're preparing. I will play all the necessary things before I bring y'all in. I'm going to do it quickly so I get y'all in here, the dry bones in. Prepare. Because ISIS, terror panic, is on the time of declaring Trump, when he come and declare war on Iran. See, that's what this is all about. ISIS will be the so-called camouflage, the conflatant of Iran through this Israeli-Iran. This now, it's going to be an Israeli-U.S.-Turkish proxy. Now, the cat that did all this, he worked with human resources. I mean, I told you the word human resource. Oh, my God, what a word. And then the physical personification has to be in the attributes of a human being to promote this human resource propaganda. And information technology role, that's what he had. He was human, technology, because all jobs are going that way. And been in the Army a long time. 2007, went to Afghanistan. I mean, 2010s. I mean, he was IT specialist. This man was an IT specialist. And then he went to reserves from 2015 to 2020. He just got out the reserves. Now, once you get out, it's on you. You know, you're free. But, man, I'm sure they, come on, this type of stuff is unbelievable. Goes on to state. Now, here's where it gets deep. Now, what president in the history of the United States of the so-called Americas ever told white people that they was terrorists? Think about that for a minute now. Think about what you just experienced and still is. You had a person who was a president tell white people that they was the biggest threat to the country. Now, that should have been some type of ramification of some type of, that's why you know everything's a hoax. Because if the president of the United States could make a term, man, the lawyers should have jumped on that. Black folks should have been, where's Crump? Where's Crump when you need him? Crump should have jumped on that one immediately. When the president of the United States tells you, white folks, I'm talking to you, that you are the biggest threat to the country. Now, I know red flags went off. I said, man, this is not even normal. And then black folks who was on this plan, to go along with the white man telling them that, you know, they're the biggest threats. Deny reparations and stuff, you know. Here it is, California, whose party said that the white people was the biggest threat. Oh, man, this is going to be fun. We got it all locked down. We ain't got to panic about 1 o'clock today. Don't worry about it. Other people got it is in the mix, but not us today. We going to really roll with y'all. I mean, think about that, everybody, before we bring. I mean, I've never heard such a thing in history that the president tells the citizens of the country that you are the biggest threat. Now, white folks heard this. They on psychotronic harassment of their mind already for them to go along believing this is going to end well. And I'm gonna put it down how it's absolutely going to be unbelievable. Now, after all this goes on, we've been known as terrorism. It's been on every show. I mean, we have countless of Gerardo and you name it. I mean, investigations showing that ISIS, CIA and all them created these people. They even told you homegrown terrorism. Right there when they did that during the Patriot Act, people thought, people was crazy by telling them, hey man, everybody is a terrorist. And most people laugh. I know I've heard, yeah. See, your mind of a terrorist, what you've been seeing all the time is, you know, Jihad and all these names. But see, when they said homegrown, like homegrown weed, they talking about people of this soil here is homegrown terrorism. Now, let's go with the flow. Y'all heard of CIA, Mossad, MI-16. All of them is just the ones they want you to know about. Man, they got ops everywhere. You seen the movies. You to promote them through the movies. That's why they doing it. Because they know the mind is promoting this. You create your own PSYOP. That's how deep this is going to be. This is going to be a trilateral PSYOP. You're going to see you involved tremendously in the PSYOP. All of us, we. See, I'm in third person all the time. Now, inevitably, in the recent decades, deployed a typical warmongering predecessor. There's got to be a warmonger. Otherwise, it don't work. Frequently leading up to the great. Now, this is where it gets deep. The Great Israel Project. Now, that's out there. It's all over the so-called internet. Now, here's where it gets deep. Chuck Baldwin, well-known out there, he said the evangelicals cavort with the devil. I said, what? See, here's another one. And when you go to the evangelicals, you're looking at, you know, Liberty College and, you know, Turning Point USA. All these are evangelical constructs. You know, Jerry Falwell, Billy Graham, all of the churches that's on TBN, these are the evangelicals. And so the evangelicals seem to believe this story that's been told to them. And he says, not me, this is Chuck Baldwin, another white individual, says most evangelicals labor under the delusion that modern Judaism is the same as the religion of the Old Testament Israelites. Now, this coming from Chuck Baldwin. Go look him up. He out there. I said, wow, now this is getting bold here. He said, it is not. Modern Judaism is the religion of the Pharisees, hated and crucified Jesus. That's in Acts 4, 8 through 12, where he gives this pretty good allegoric analogy. I said, wait a minute. Now, all this being played right before your very eyes. See, the Pharisees is what the churches who have been given total power to deceive, period. This is what, now this comes out their own, and this is how they're working in that. Now, all this was done on holy days. Now, we just told you to open up the fifth portals. He just rolled through with his wheelchair, with his help. But that just was the symbolism that you watched. The actual manifestation was what we read to you. When we read that they was going to make infidels, look at the name, infidels. I said, well, damn, you know, that's pretty deep. And they use names because they got, this is what they, this is their own thing now. Don't get mad at me because I'll be able to, the facts do matter. Whatever emotion you got, better get for real with it. Because they are actually doing the, remember, that's why I know we got dementia. Remember they opened up the pyramid stuff and all of them rolled through and Brother Kwame's a whole bunch of shows you need to get for your archives for sure. Because we did a show on that, and look at the symbolism of that one. They opened up. They brought all the pharaohs out. That's that scripture where, you see, the dead will rise up. They're making a new day. Now, let me get further with this. On that holy, which is just had it, Christmas. We played Christmas for you. I mean, the real Christmas, y'all heard, if y'all heard of so many people, we had, we all had so many people come on and say some of this stuff already. And it makes me say, wow, where are we at now? Let's go with the facts. The day of New Year's Eve is the high holy day of the ancients. So if they resurrect, you have to have a sacrifice. And they did three of them. Three of them in one day. Let's start with the first. The surge of attacks was in three cities. Is a hidden agenda unfolding. In the last 2 days, we've had three, two and three. That's the five. See, I get it. I can easily get it because I hear it from y'all. So 3 attacks, terror related. Your Tesla truck, Vegas, vehicle just blows up. Man in the damn vehicle, don't even care. Of course, the fatal assault on New Orleans, which was a holy day right in front of that church, and then the fatal nightclub shooting in the Queens, see, the Queens of New York. Now, all this is related. Now, while all this is going on down, the big war, the big chain, the Bitcoin war, that's all going on. But here's what they ain't telling you. You ain't hearing this part. See, they all related. If you did not know, Turkey, the Ottoman Turks, listen to this now. This is why I say the Holy War is real. The Holy War is real. Say it one more time. It said that Turkey right now is mad because Israel won't comply with a 1974 disengagement agreement. They going back, see how they go back in time to honor their stuff. Why shouldn't we have that same construct? See, we always act like something happened past. That's 62 years of my little short-term life, we was in the civil rights struggle. But the trick was to do this because of the fact that's what they wanted. They ain't disarming. So what they said, if they want to establish a ceasefire between, that's why Trump keeps saying, I'm going to stop the war. I'm going to stop the war. And he know that he got to talk to this cat. See, the cat he got to talk to is Erdogan. Erdogan, the president of Turkey, says this. Israel is, if they don't stop, and he's calling, his sons are calling for Turkey to take over Jerusalem. I said, what? This ain't on the news, though. See, you got to go to their news. Or alternative, notice, alternative news. And you should see what he's saying. So I said, you know what, this is crazy. So then I started looking up before I get ready. Oh, we about to put y'all in a minute. After I got to play this, got to play this. After I looked it up, I said, wow, he's serious. He's saying that they want to bring back the Ottoman Turk Empire. That's what they came out their mouth. That's why I couldn't put these pictures on here. They wouldn't let the pictures go on, but I will get them on Facebook. But the pictures show that they are going to set this up. Now, here's what the plan looks like. 3 years, 2 to 3 years, the currency quickly depreciates. Calls for the further of the nation state government to prepare behind the scenes currency. That is one of the horses. Yeah, that's one of the horses. I ain't making it. That's the black horse. The black horse is what I just told you. The currency. The red horse is Vladimir Putin. Has now taken the side of the banksters because he's already taken Russia into the abyss. Their economy is, so that's why they just added all the BRICS nations together. India want to now help the United States. They're funny because they're getting a cut of a deal through Vic Ramaswamy. And, of course, some of, y'all don't know who the biggest export of tech people are. They're from India. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, the next one, Tail Horse. See, they about to bring back the new COVID laws that will have a sweeping effect on the economy because many people ain't going to take it. So they're going to already preparing for AI liquidation. Oh, yeah. And then the last horse is the White Horse. And that might be the most dangerous horse because that's the one that's supposed to say, I got all the answers. Now, that could be a dangerous horse there. Oh, yeah. Think about that one. Think about that now. Here was the plan. I got to play this out for you one more time, those you didn't hear it. This plan has already been established. The fact that they're able to carry it out must be given credence to a hell of a will to carry this out. because actually the average person would think they could pull this off this long. They couldn't. Who would think this? So before we get started, if this all permits, because, you know, this stuff we going through here with the internet, if they cut the internet off on people, man, that'll be crucial. So I'm going to play three. This is one was given to you by the man who made Trading Places. Trading Places.
You got 30% of the vote. You were having an effect. You made mad as hell. They knew that you'd started the Constitution Party. Yeah. They knew that you were somebody who was taking action and getting things done. You'd already made some big films, had a lot of other successes.
Right.
So they were trying to recruit you. And didn't it come down to the point of, hey, we are here to recruit you, and don't worry, your chip's going to say, don't mess with us. You know, this guy's don't touch.
Yeah, yes, that did happen. Now, I was definitely being recruited, but it's more subtle than that.
Well, in your words, just go through the process, and then what he said.
Well, what it is remember, we were friends, and he used to come to my house a lot. We'd have dinner, we'd talk, and he'd tell me about business investments, how you get involved in, you know, or they would help me with this business investment or that business investment. And was I interested in joining the Council on Foreign Relations? You know, I would have to get a letter to join them, but was I interested in that? And, you know, just stuff, you know, leading you on. And I used to say to them that I never really did that because that wasn't where I was coming from. You know, as much as I like you, Nick, you know, your ways and my ways, we're on the opposite side of the fence. You know, I don't believe in enslaving people. You know, and
he would come back with, oh, I do?
Well, it would be more like, you know...
It's better for them.
Well, it's more like, you know, how do I put it? It was like, what do you care about them? What do you care about those people? What difference does it make to you? Take care of your own life. Do the best you can for you and your family. What do the rest of the people mean to you? They don't mean anything to you. They're just serfs. They're just people. You know, it was just a lack of caring, you know, and that's just not who I was. It was just sort of like cold, you know. It was just like cold, you know. And I used to say to them, what's the point of all this? You have all the money in the world you need. You have all the power you need. What's the point? You know, what's the end goal? And he said the end goal is to get everybody chipped, to control the whole society.
To get everybody chipped. That was Aaron Russell, who made the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. Big. Made a documentary called Freedom to Fascism. We met some of our people about her, Sherry Jackson. Y'all remember. I'd like to name some name, but Brother Kimbo, he better get his archives too. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, that St. Pete area. Now, you are about to be chipped. There's no doubt about it. We all are in the mix. Now, taking the money is one thing, or taking the chip is another. Many people probably won't. So, what's the plan? Well, let's take it to the next level before I bring y'all in. See, the next plan, see, is if he was, that's not too far ago. Not far at all. That's why I played. It's like 80s. That's like the 90s. I think 90s. And then maybe a little bit. No, Russo, about 2010. Maybe 2005 for sure. He had a timely demise as well, which was strange because, you know, it started with the taxes. When he put that thing together about we shouldn't pay taxes. And see, they play with our mind because they know that many people know this and many people don't. So they play on the statistics that the people who don't know, which is vast, that's why they always say Jesus said the remnant. You ain't going to reach the masses. It's impossible. Even your Jesus story surely gives you that foundation. But here's the real foundation. This is the foundation. And then we'll bring the dry bones. This is the foundation, I'll say one more time. If somebody can write to fruition
you got to know it's some different type of power. That's why I say we're working with against principalities in high places. How high can this be? If they could write about it during the time of the Civil War.
He used to be a Catholic and then became a Protestant. This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Abraham Lincoln, 1865, 16th President of the United States, Lincoln's private letters, they were burnt by his son Robert, restated by Charles Chiniki, who was the personal confidant of the president. In a letter dated 22 January 1870, Mazzini wrote to Pike. Now, Albert Pike is this high mason who wrote this, the manual, if you like, of Scottish Freemasonry. He said the following: "We must allow all of the federations to continue just as they are. It must appear as things are as they were in the beginning, with their systems, their central authorities, and diverse modes of correspondence between high grades of the same right, organized as they are at present, but we must create a super right, which will remain unknown, to which we will call those Masons of high degree whom we shall select. With regard to our brothers in Masonry, these men must be pledged to the strictest secrecy. Through this supreme right, we will govern all Freemasonry, which will become the one international center, the more powerful because its direction will be unknown." Now, Albert Pike wrote a letter to Mazzini, and that was dated August 15, 1871, in which he propagated that there should be a world order, a one order where all nations are under the control of one central organization. And in order to achieve this, they plan the First World War, to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia, protector of orthodoxy, and bring about an atheistic communistic state. Did that happen? The Second World War, that's also written long before the event, to originate between Great Britain and Germany, to strengthen communism as antithesis to the Judeo-Christian culture, and bring about a Zionist state in Israel. Did it achieve this objective? Yes. In fact, after this war, Israel, in its present form, was reinstated under the protection of Britain. And then, interestingly enough, a third world war, a Middle Eastern war involving Judaism and Islam, and spreading internationally. Well, here's another quote. Just in case people don't like that quote, Mazzini with Pike developed a plan for three world wars so that eventually every nation would be willing to surrender its national sovereignty to a world government. The first war was to end the Tsarist regime in Russia, the second to allow the Soviet Union to control Europe, the third world war was to be in the Middle East between Muslims and Jews and would result in Armageddon. Interesting.
I'm going to start right there.
Now, how were they going to do it? Let's read what Albert Pike...
Now, the script is being played right before your eye. The script is already here. The script is laid out. Say, hey, we're going to get them. That's why they allow the Muslim, the black Muslims, all of them to get together here to do their thing, to create the hodgepodge, to create all that, allowing all that to one day say, we're going to bring in the one world religion, which would be, but look up the Lucis Trust, like we told you, because that story is so deep, I could go into the real rabbit hole, and all the characters would be, all the characters that you see, I could turn them into make-believe if I told you their characters. It's unbelievable once you get to the last stage of the Sacred Matria. Go look that up. So you won't think I'm making up. Those who've seen that Pope movie, have we been on point? Didn't we say the sacred hermaphrodite? Haven't we been saying it? Once I heard it, I said I had to see manifestation. I've seen it everywhere. How do I know? Because men are now, we got a debate coming. If Trump gets in, immediately he says he's going to stop. First thing he's going to stop besides the wars and all this other shit. He gonna stop
the LGBT movement of men. I said, man, now, you would think that'll go over easy, don't you? You would think that. See, I mean, this is like a war on this, like we told you, the hermaphrodite cult. Ancient. Everything I'm telling you is comes from the ancient world. Ain't never left. And before I bring y'all, remember, I need to hear from y'all what's going on in y'all regions and how does this relate, because it's been told to us. Been told to every one of y'all. You have heard it ear to ear. Somebody whispered to your ear years ago this stuff. I heard it in the temple days. King Alfred plan. The Consafema was named. All these people was named years and years ago. And I'm saying, how are we having debates like it ain't happening? You ever see how people don't believe it? That you tell me, man, they got them in concentration camps. They want to get upright crazy, which I ain't no such that. How is that possible today? Because they have dumbed down this population. And this is the last one, because I got to do three. They have dumbed. No. All I do is that for later. Because I told you that pale horse, I got to play that pale horse for y'all, man. That pale horse ain't no joke. But you've been warned by that, too. You've been warned by a lot of things. And the warning signs are up. The hailing sign of distress is up. Because you heard the man say, they want to chip you. You heard it. Told you. This is strictly a program with the facts. You can run around them, jump over them, get under them, but you can't. You ain't going through. You got to do some tactical moves to get away from the facts, man. Become brain dead. That's the only way. Listen carefully, all you sci-fi fans. That's the only way in a sci-fi movie that they can subdue you is to make you brain dead. That's pretty, you can look alive, but brain dead is a better, because not only do you look alive, but you're not, that's the double benefit, because now they can collect. And you thought this was a sci-fi movie, right? No, man. No, people. This is real talk. This is a congressional hearing. Listen to what was said by the same person who's told white people they were a threat.
A third of U.S. adults in a recent Pew Research Center survey said they'd be enthusiastic about a brain chip to enhance their thinking power. A survey of 4,726 adults examined public attitudes about three emerging technologies that could improve a person's health, cognitive ability, or physical capacity. Responses showed that a majority of American adults are uneasy or worried about all three, but in all three cases, at least a third of respondents were enthusiastic. The numbers in the research go like this: using implanted brain chips to boost our thinking power. 69% worried versus 34% enthusiastic. Editing the genes of babies to eliminate hereditary flaws and diseases. 68% worried versus 49% enthusiastic. Transfusing synthetic blood to give people much greater speed, strength, and stamina. 63% worried versus 36% enthusiastic. Lead author Kerry Funk, an associate director of research at Pew, in a statement said that developments in biomedical technologies are accelerating rapidly, raising new societal debates about how we will use these technologies and what uses are appropriate. This study suggests Americans are largely cautious about using...
The first man told you, Alan Russo, he said, man, they want to bop gun us. He said, they want to put the chip in them. That came in from a high-level person, but see, out of sight, out of mind. Because you know what? We'll be right back. It's going to take 2 minutes. I think Brother West was right. Brother West, I know you may not be listening, but if you are, this one, hey, y'all have been hit with this particular gun right here. Be right back. 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Yeah!
Man, I got to leave with that dang speech right there. Oh, my goodness. We back. We're about to open up the mics. I got 6661-8848-8554. I see 1069. I see 925-9222-9927. All y'all got your hands up, boy. Oh, my goodness. Everybody got their hands up. That means y'all got 3 minutes. I'm getting everybody here before we take it to another level. Everybody, I'm going to stay quiet. It's going to be hard, but we're going to stay quiet. 6661, welcome, brother.
Hey, greetings, my brother. Greetings.
Yes, yes, greetings. Yes.
Jack Bauer, baby, Jack Bauer.
It's on you.
Oh,
yes,
man. The Grand Hill was thrown a long time ago, and it was back. Remember Clarence Thomas' wife, Jeannie? Who's a staunch? She's a staunch. Patriot.
Stop.
She's a staunch patriot.
Okay.
Well, anyway, back in I think it was 2009. They hung the flag upside down in their yard, and a lot of people. You know, they complained about it, and it was a big deal made about it, but those of us who knew the signs, we saw it for what it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We actually saw it for what it was, because that was one of the grand hailing signs of distress right there. And
mm-hmm.
Clarence Thomas was the one who actually said, as you said, he said gun rights was actually made for African Americans.
Right.
To ward off the people that were coming for you. So that was a way to protect yourself. But see, man, it's happening worldwide, because it's a lot of questions when we look at this poll, you know, a doge or God fell backwards or however they could do it. Because
yeah.
when we look at Ramaswamy, right, he's a multi-billionaire tech
yep.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Elon, same thing, multi-billion-dollar tech guy. You say, damn, you got two guys, they're willing to take on a task, not be paid for it now, because they're not getting paid for it. You have to ask, like, what
yeah.
is the motive?
What's the motive?
You doing this for free?
Yeah, what's the end game?
What is the motive?
We got to look at the end game.
And then, yeah, because the bureaucracy, the plutocracy, or you know, they're here. We're under it, and it's getting ready to go in effect. Now, back in 2000, I think it was 2009, you mentioned about the government and the senators. Remember that group? They had a scandal on it called C Street. And C Street involved a lot of evangelical senators.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were doing was they were actually selecting senators that were in the fold. It was a movie. It was about it, too. But they were actually putting their money, like PAC monies. And they had all these evangelical senators there, and they were actually pushing an agenda to put forth the evangelical movement. Remember now, look who's the House Speaker.
Yeah.
The Keebler
right.
Elf.
Yeah, yeah.
The Keebler Elf.
Yeah.
He looks like a Keebler Elf.
All right, yeah.
Well,
that is true.
He's actually evangelical. So,
yeah, yeah.
And so they got rid of the so-called person that they didn't want, and they actually installed the evangelical. So, I mean, it's there. Now, when you look at the Trump administration, they're talking about no debt ceiling, a 15% flat tax, and then the consolidation of Greenland and Panama.
Yeah.
You can't get no one world order than that.
Yeah,
it's right there.
It's right there.
You can't get no further than that. My brother.
All right, keep yourself muted. I'll get you back to you. I'm going to go to the first five. We got first five coming up. We'll take some of y'all in the next phase. Four. Okay, it's going around for some of y'all. I'm going to try to hold tight. There you go. You got in there? They wouldn't let them in. Hold on. 8848. See if I get you in there. There you go.
Hey, good morning, you all. Good morning, Dry Bones.
Good morning. That's good morning. Good to have you. Go ahead. You got it.
You too. So
3 minutes.
I am. It's the evangelicals, but also I recall how when Trump was in his presidency the first time around, he had the Noetics. The Noetics Orthodox Jews that surrounded him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have also his brother-in-law,
son-in-law.
His son-in-law, who's a Kabbalist, a big-time Kabbalist, and he was the one who put everything together for Trump to come into Israel and do what he did. You know, historically, for the first time, where he had the establishment of the
You're talking about the Abraham Accord. He established the Abraham Accord.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like a mixture, mm-hmm. and that's mm-hmm. what the New World Order is really all about. Because
yeah,
it's
mixture.
A,
right.
It's a, yeah, mm-hmm. it's the Muslim, the Christians, and the Jews getting together in one accord. So also, I just wanted to touch up as well, because it speaks about the chip, and I just wanted to touch up as well with this fog that has particles, and it I have to send you that reel. It's
yeah,
and
sure. mm-hmm.
they have like the nanoparticles that's
right.
coming down.
Yeah,
you know,
Brother Kwame. Yeah, brother. Yes, yes. I'm coming already on.
Which,
yeah. See what, mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah. So, you know, this is the deal. I thank you for your show.
We appreciate you. Keep it online, because we're going to get deep, because these areas of what this is about is going to be a lot. Put yourself on mute. I'll get back to you.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I wanted to say that I've been going up to Fort Myers a lot, to the west coast of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot going on there.
Real estate wise, or what you see?
Real estate wise, like they're building a lot of apartments,
mm-hmm.
but their road structure is not very good, but they don't have high rises like they do in Miami. But I think that it's all the globalists are in there, because they're covering all these ley lines, like from Fort Myers to Naples to Miami to all these
ley lines. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good construct. I like that.
Yes, and I don't know about Miami, but I know over there, while I was over there, the fog was you know, very bad. And there's a lot of chemtrails, a lot, that I took pictures of. So if you want,
yeah.
you go on my page, because I took pictures of it, and the airplanes going through. They even go through the Everglades.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead. Put yourself on mute. I want to go with that, too, because, again,
okay.
we're under a chemical assault, because my sister, see how the sister's coming out here now, stating they seeing them. Now, that, of course, New York, you've been rolling. You know, sister, I'll be getting to you soon. I'm going to go down line. I got to get as many of y'all on time. I'm going to get everybody, because a lot of lines are on this boy. Y'all are hitting the line. Let's go to 8554. We got all the regions coming there. That's all region 4 right there. All region 4 so far. 8554.
Ooh, as of January 3rd, I am now 55 years old.
Oh, man. That's a wonderful thing, man. I'm glad you got to see the 5-5, baby.
Yes, sir. Remember,
now you're on the one. 5-5 is
right.
on the one.
And remember, some years ago, Michael Jordan put a from the New York Knicks. Now, speaking of New York Knicks, let's go back to the Chicago Bulls Knicks game last night. Mm-hmm. They gave a ceremony for Derrick Rose, and they're supposed to retire his number yesterday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, check this out. You had three players, two from the Bulls, Kobe White, Zach LaVine, and Jalen Brunson from the Knicks. All three of them scored 33 points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about Kobe White, what he did within his 33 points, he was 9 of 11 from three-point range.
9 of 11
from three-point range against the New York Knicks.
Can't make this up.
You
man.
Can't make this shit up.
Keep
and
going.
Check this out. Michael Jordan went to North Carolina, and so did Kobe White. Now the information is coming out that the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, might be the mainstay hub for all the gain of function research for that COVID.
Woo.
Now,
whoa,
yeah. While all this other stuff was going on, California, Illinois, and some other states, they didn't brought back the mask mandates. For various reasons.
On the feed, yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
Yes. So. One of these things could be a distraction, detection from the other thing. And just this reminds me of what happened. We can't have no too many memory lapses. Remember what happened about 4 years ago with that whole thing up in Minnesota with the brother supposedly who got killed by the police officer.
Right.
And at the same time that was going on, everybody was looking at that. They was ushering COVID.
Yep.
Now.
Yep. Man, keep going. That's amazing.
December 31st, Tuesday. This is here in Memphis. Germantown, Tennessee, about 20 miles of white powder, in parentheses, was found Tuesday morning along train tracks in Germantown and beyond, according to city officials. According to Germantown city officials, the white powder is believed to be an ingredient commonly used in makeup and deemed non-hazardous. Nonetheless, the city's fire department was working closely with the North Fork Southern Rail, the rail operator, to figure out the most effective way to clean up the mess, officials said.
Oh, man.
But one of the major stockholders, the North Fork Southern Rail, is BlackRock. And right now, the Tennessee Attorney General Scrimeti, they've been fighting for some years now with BlackRock in terms of them playing a part in the pension funds here in a lot of the states, because you know they got a big lawsuit going on now.
That's right. Now that's something. See, now go right there with that. I'm glad. Stay with me, because people don't realize all unions. Luckily, the longshoremen got their deal in. But these unions, they going to try to dissolve them. We already in Florida, right to work state, which is detrimental to anybody who realizes what that means. But it's definitely going to be a paradigm shift. Mm-hmm.
But not in Illinois. And let me tell you.
Oh,
tell me why. They put the union provisions in the state. They changed the state constitution. And that's how that damn mayor got in office, Brandon, because his campaign funds were paid through the Chicago Teachers Union.
That's right. Is
illegal.
That's right.
Brandon Johnson.
That's right. He with the Teachers Union. And I'm glad you're saying that now. Now it's making sense. Now, see how this is why I love the dry bones. We connected all over the country here. Wow. And that's why he's under scrutiny. You see the black folks, if you watch, go on Chicago News, everybody. Take a little break and say, let me look at somebody else's news. Chicago, man, they going off on him. They literally
chase him out of the city council meeting. One more thing before you go to the next caller. Next month. A lot of crazy. Watch out for all the rituals and stuff next month in February with the Super Bowl and the All-Star Game and everything.
Oh, man.
Captain America, Brave New World.
Brave New
February
World.
February the 14th.
God damn. I think I know Alex Huxley. He wrote the book A Brave New World. I played
93 years ago. Yeah,
93. It's a whole construct. We will play that for y'all today if y'all stay on long enough. Your teams don't come on until later on, so y'all better hang on. Now, let me just ask a couple of questions of all y'all. I got all three of y'all on the line. I'm going to you 1069 next, but I got to at least ask y'all. You said Brave New World. So we got an influx of people coming in. Do you think, just a yeah or nay out of each one, just a quick question so we go to the next caller. Y'all think that they're going to have concentration camps for the immigrants, concentration camps for the U.S. citizen who does not go along with this? Yeah or nay? You 6661, what you think? Which one?
Both. Yeah,
everybody.
They can disguise it as immigration, but they building some shit in Texas. He's for everybody.
Everybody, okay, hey, okay. So I just want to get y'all, everybody, somebody, okay, both. Good answers. They stay on the Family Feud. 069. Let me take a more call. If you guys, I'm gonna get off. Got 5922-7696. 9161. I see all y'all. We're going to get you. We're going to. Go ahead. Next. Hey, you in the car.
What's going on, Dry Bones?
Yes, yeah. Hey,
how you doing?
Oh, good. Good. Good to have you. You know that.
Yeah. I'm back in the States now. Been a
there
month.
You go. I knew that sound like you. Go ahead. I thought you was traveling. I said, is that him? Go ahead, Brother Caddy.
Yeah. So I arrived New Year's Day, and to the report, I saw that the Capitol Hill, Washington Monument, and the World Trade was struck by lightning all at once.
Yeah, sure was.
Now,
I heard that too. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Now, I always go in reference to my book always because the Capitol Hill, the statue that sits on there is a female, and she's the 13th archangel. Her name is Cardassine. And now she's been activated, and she's the one who's called the judge of sinners, and the only holy partner with her is the archangel Michael. So all of these things are into reality right now. Just like they say in Israel, they come out this third temple, but what they're not telling you is that only black men had ever built temples. So they don't even have the power to do it as a white power. There's no nothing they can do. They can't put construction. They can't do none of that. But what they don't know is Al-Aqsa, what they're seeing is just the very top level of it. It's more of that underneath the surface. And it was built by the 10th king of Israel. In the Bible, he's known as Jehu, but I call him Negus Yehu. So he was the 10th king of Israel. He's one of the elders, the 10th elder that actually came down. So why am I saying all this? Because in New York City, the World Trade Building that struck, they made a replica of the Tower of Babel, in which I do have the actual photos of the original Tower of Babel, which still stands in Iraq. But for some reason, they try to dismiss my information as I put it out. But no one can explain the size of this monument that I've taken pictures of, which would be way taller than the World Trade and all those buildings stacked up together. That's how tall this structure is. It sits in Iraq. I don't know any veterans that had a chance to see it while they was there. So the church, the temple I told you that George Washington built is called the National Basilica, Immaculate Conception. And the first time I went inside, I saw a surprise because there was a humongous mural with Jesus Christ in red, but he looked like the statue in the face of George Washington that's in the museum now. When George Washington sat as King Negus or Sheshethik Georgis. And so now when I went in there and I saw the picture of the Mother Mary and the child and their black people. Mm-hmm. And then as I was leaving, who came across me was General Lloyd Austin, just walked right past me. They had a service or something going on. I guess people may be from the island. I don't know exactly where he's from, but... Now I know that since I crossed paths with him, that yeah, now the eyes are focusing on me now because, you know, it's all a part of the plan. So the whole thing is right now why would he go to a temple, and why would a temple of Jesus Christ dedicated look like the statue of George Washington? And they both look black. So now this is where we at right now.
People so don't know, they're on the program. Go on Blog Talk, get your programs that you did. You got four or five of them in the beginning when you was a little bit of pictures of the book when you were doing the tour with the music. You got all that. You better get it. I want everybody, I'm going to say this to all y'all who've been on this program, who had your own program that day. Get your stuff, archive yourself so you can give to others in your next generation. See, this is what I was saying. So also, you just came from Ethiopia. Send some pictures to your spot so they can look at them. And tell me what's the vibe there. I mean, because if Ethiopia on the side of the world, Exum is y'all, Queen Exana, I mean y'all are like the original Black Knights, according to, you know, Chancellor Williams, the cathedrals built by the Ethiopian army. So you're going to have to sit down there and do a whole program on how that worked out, because it's a lot of facts to connect what we're saying. Underground cities, I just seen y'all send me, and you want your thoughts on this, Caddy. They already got underground trains already, everybody. We've been deceived. There's already an underground road. Why do you think people can get so fast to be in another place that's really, they're like, how they traveling all over the place? I'm telling y'all, look it up. It's real. They're using high-level energy on what the sister said earlier, these points of energy. They got their underground areas, and they put these trains. What's your thoughts on how people don't know about the under? You just said the Exum had an underground part. Tell people what you've seen in the underground world, right quick. I'll give you another three minutes because you call it international. Go ahead.
Well, it's all leading up to why Trump is coming here on the 19th, which is 1-1-9-9-1-1. DC kind of hold a rally.
Right.
So the tunnels, we have tunnels since George Washington time that stretch all the way from New York City to California. And then we still have tunnels.
Right.
But what they don't tell you is that we had blimps like that they blew up a long time ago. So we were traveling that route also through the sky, the blimps. And they showed
through
you the one that blew up.
Right.
But they blew it up. The trains, we had the trains there for over 1,000 years. The only thing they're adding to it is their type of train now, but we had underground tunnels which was cut and dug in by lasers and granite stone, which no one still can build to this day. So they're playing the game with us. So just understand this. The rally, he's coming on the 19th, and the 45-47, 4 and 5
nine
is 9,
left,
and
nine
4
11,
and 7
nine
is 11.
He's a curse.
The so-called false prophet, Elon Musk, which, you know, Egyptian Musk, he tried to use, but notice he didn't use the Y or the W in the name Elon, because he perpetrated that name, and he's not really anybody special, because just because you got all these cars and these rockets and all these neural links, this asshole is not building any of them. There's people doing that. He's just the face they're showing.
Who you say, when you say people, because, you know, this fact, what people is doing this?
The one we call extraterrestrials, you would call them extraterrestrials if you saw them. Some of them are humanoid, some of them are androids, but most of them have been working with the Pentagon since the first crash in 47 of Roswell. So Gog and Magog, the two demon spirits, they reside underneath the Pentagon, which is a lot more levels underneath. So they're the ones who control the factor, but their faces are not adapt to human acceptability. Meaning that you would run like hell if you saw what they look like. So that's why they had to put a front cover on everything.
I would think that'd be legit. Now, because we all, you know, we all intelligentsia, this brother here has been, if you go, Caddy, get your shows, go. For all y'all who love what we do, show Blog Talk, grab them shows, start getting them, and get them. Because you'll see what people said back then, and you'll be able to weigh it today in a holy mayat. To see what holds balance. Let me just say that, but take some more callers because now that you're back, let's do some more. Y'all, this brother Caddy again. I'm noticing that all you on the lines, if y'all go back and listen to some of the stuff that y'all on, you'll see that exactly how long we've been saying it, and you got to say to yourself, wow, this is amazing that these conversations that you have had on this program and others, as others as well, but the where the direction is going, you can see that it is an awakening. People are now starting to realize we've been, you know, bamboozled, like my man say, the George Washington story, one of the most iconic of stories that no one really dives into until this brother came with this. Again, how do I know he's not making this up? Because while he was talking about this some years back with me and others, I'm sure, but when he came on these programs, started talking, it sounded crazy at first because, of course, if you're in the craft, you know, George Washington laid the cornerstone. But when you see that Google, see what Google did kind of made it, I told him that, I said, man, they got to be listening. Because why would Google make George Washington black? And y'all got to think about that. They made George Washington black, made a big deal out that whole week. They told you, the Vikings. Now, I don't think they lying, but I think that we just don't know. Somehow, it's our fault that, and I'm going to say this until we get the show hot, that they were able to block out, like my sister been saying, she's been saying out of the she said some deep stuff that, oh, my goodness. I mean, I told you they're going to zap your mind because look what he just told us. That he was, validated in the mind because Google, out of nowhere, didn't have to make George Washington, of all the characters, in that they could have made black. They decided to make the founding father. The founding father of the cornerstone. Black for some strange reason. Let's take some more calls, boy. We about to get hot, boy. I tell you, I ain't hot yet. It ain't 12 noon. 5922. I'm trying to get all y'all on here. I'm rolling. Y'all making some. It's making it difficult. I had to say something after that one. Oh, my goodness. 5922. It's going to buffer. I don't know what's going on. The internet. I'm going to tell y'all. If they cut your internet off in certain sectors, you see what we'll be all talking about. Be hard to communicate. You go to old days. 5922.
Okay, I'm on, Brother Drybone?
Yes, you on. Thank you, sister.
Okay, good.
He played that song for you, that Michael Jackson came out your...
I appreciate that.
Go ahead.
That's a good question to say, what about us? When I say what about us, I'm talking about Americans. I'm not talking about nobody else. Mm-hmm. Us indigenous to this land. When we talk about going back, seem like everybody coming over here to rape and pillage America. And once they dry us up and clean us out, then guess what? They can go back to their homeland. You see how they work? When they send money back to their homeland through Western Union and all this. Let's talk about going back. Now, Mike Johnson just said he was elected to Speaker House. Guess what he said? Oh, we're going to roll back the administrative state. Pay attention to how these Trump says, oh, no more taxes, or we're going to put a cap on your taxes. We're going back to tariffs. Rolling back, right? Rolling back. Oh, get rid of the Federal Reserve and the dollar, right? We rolling back. We want to get rid of that. Going back, supporting cryptocurrency or something like that with gold. Are they telling you to buy gold to buy silver, right? Get your money out the market, right? Because the market is about to crash. We know what happened with the Great Depression. That's going back, right? Where the banks collapsed, right? Mm-hmm. They already got over 63 banks that's about to collapse. Robert Kiyosaki is keep saying, get your money out, get your money out. The market is about to collapse. We're going back to what we in too much debt. We hitting the debt ceiling. Did y'all see that with Yellen? That's still going backwards. Even the issue with the war, with them trying to war with Iran, right, trying to stage another, what did the brother just say earlier? And even my good brother BJ, you stated 9/11. Ain't that going back to stage that? So we can go fight over in Iran to try to revert our currency.
That's
everything.
Right.
So what was the old saying, Brother Drybone? History what?
Repeats
itself.
That's right.
But we only say correct. We like to only stay in the present, and some people so dumb don't even look at the future, right? You just only look at like you're in the box. Not history, future. So the question things like, how do we get here? The healthcare thing, the guy shot the guy in United Healthcare. What do you usually see on now on social media, everything, alternative things. Oh, do get in the sun, right? Going back to the earth, hug a tree, do grounding, right? Take
right.
your vitamin D. Going
right.
back to the old days of doing things, right? Because maybe this is a reset and we out of order. So when Turkey say they want to go back, is that what's happening right now?
Yeah. What is the reset?
I mean, that's something we should be thinking about. And those camps where they say, think about, that's a good question you pose. Are they for Americans or are they for the illegal immigrants? Now, I got a little birdie that told me, because, you know, I'm kind of connected with the state and on the local level, that Texas has built so many of these camps now, and they claim they for illegals. All right, we could talk about going back. Slavery's all over again, right? Now you got the wars online, H-1B-1 visa. Oh, we could pay an Indian less money than you, right? We ain't got to pay them benefits. Work
right.
them like a slave. Pay attention, right?
Right.
Oh,
pay
I
attention.
Can bribe you, illegal. You want to stay in America? Or you going to work on these camps? That's what you going to do if you want to stay in America.
Mm.
Ain't slavery reform or reverting going back? And hell, a lot of our youth enslaving their own self. I haven't seen this much youth death with friends killing friends. I don't know if you saw the girls who jumped the
yeah
and killed the baby.
Yeah,
brother dropped bomb. What's going on with our people?
And
are we going back?
Yes, we just.
Were you eating your own?
Yes, they say. I think it was Mississippi. Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
another state, go online, y'all. They beat this girl, raped her and everything, and she was friends with them. They hung together. I couldn't believe
Mississippi,
it.
Mississippi, what, Brother Dry Bones? What was this? You said Mississippi?
Mississippi had another, they indicted all these young males and females, mm-hmm. at least 8 of them. Go online, look
okay.
up Mississippi, and since you brought that up, I seen it. Somebody sent it to me. I watched it. I was mad as hell today. I said I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that
yeah.
they no news coverage at all, at all. They beat this girl, raped her,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
and videotaped it. I said what?
You say and it was like 8 friends.
It was 8 friends. Eight friends, and she knew them. It go look it up, y'all. I'm sure it's Mississippi. It's one of them. It's
so
one of them. I'm sure
when we going to go back to parenting? See, because
that's what
I put on Facebook. I go in on these parents. When stuff happen like this, where are the parents? Do we need to go back to parenting? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't, I mean, a lot of people after COVID, when they found out how dumb their kids was that was on them computers, and they didn't, I know, because people blew me up on my phone. Oh, you going to start your tutoring program? Well, I couldn't because the lady locked the building down. I said, well, hell, I told you to keep your kids in the program long enough to build their thumb. Don't come calling me now. Because now you
yeah,
see how dumb your kids is.
Yeah, we do that. We wait to the last minute. And then I'm going to go with a synoptic overview. That means my area, your area, to see if they still. It's like, do you see where
mm-hmm.
they want to, like, you go do something and like you, and then you, they won't call. They won't call the people themselves when you say,
hey,
I called, but you can't be the only one out of all you black folks in my area know what I'm talking about. And I know for you on this line listening, scared to go and call because they know what they tell me, everybody, in retaliation. But it's in your handbook that no one can retaliate. That makes the case better. But they don't understand.
Yeah, you can win a lawsuit. Do you know how big of a lawsuit you can win? That's how dumb Negroes are. And I'm just getting sick of it.
Yeah, but have them come to you.
People don't know they.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Brother Jabron. Yes, sir.
No. I want you to make them come to you and pay for your services. Because when people know something today, y'all will pay.
Oh, no. That's what I'm definitely getting into. You sure
yeah.
right.
Yeah, because I'm sick of it right now. It's come to the point where you can't even find people that is
mm-hmm.
in the practice, and I'm speaking of my area, in Florida, to actually take on. They want your ass to be hitting the car only or beat up by the police before they want to do something. Now, what kind of lawyer
preach.
Is that type of shit?
Preach.
What kind of lawyers only want you injury? Just in the name of them, injury lawyers. Not redress lawyers, but injury. But go ahead, sister. I'm going to give you 2 more minutes for me taking your time. I'm going to give you 2 more on the clock. There you go. Back. You got it back. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, just what you mean? Hustle? Pimping? Isn't that the same thing with religion? Me and my homeboys, BJ and a couple of others, we was talking about the Masonics in the church. Pay attention. How do you brainwash and control the people? Didn't that start back in the day, right? Religion
now,
ain't, it's not working.
No, I'm go ahead, because y'all making me hot. That's why I'm listening to y'all.
Wow. Go make your point. I'm listening.
Now, I want y'all to know, crafts got good and evil in them. See, when the church in its beginning days, the Masons, they were Masons. Y'all seen Rosewood. He trusted the white brother Mason because the women in that era was having sex with black men at a higher level that's been told to you. When you go look this up, you'll find that most of our jazz musicians were having sex with the Rothschild family of women that they sent out. They sex slaves. And most of from Birdland and all these clubs were done by them to use these women because they had no problem. They always knew their women were whores because they are the craft of whoredom. It's just harems, the harem cults. The harem cults is ancient. And what group was in harem cults first? But the Ottoman Turk Empire, the same Ukraine, Turkestan, Russia, they were the whores of Babylon. Now, let's get deep. I told you, we ain't playing with you today. We ain't got time. Facts matter. Y'all got to know where whoredom come from. Harlem is based off whoredom. That's why it's called Harlem, for harems. That's why the Harlem Globetrotters dressed like magic magicians back in the day with the basketball because they were magicians. Masonic magicians. Now,
Magic Johnson.
Yeah. The craft is
got the award.
The craft is good and evil. People got to realize when you learn, like for instance, if you take a group of people and polish them like the craft's supposed to do, make them rectitude, fortitude, give them all that is necessary for rectitude of brain, power, body, mind, yes, you create. But if you have used it to destroy, which is the black and white checkerboard. That's why the referees are in black and white, because they have the power to destroy the game or make it beautiful. Plain and simple. Ain't nothing that deep. I'm not even that smart. 7696. We about to get it on. I told you, kickoff for all y'all ain't necessary. 6-7. Especially in Dallas.
Hey, that's
stay with me all day, Dallas. You ain't got nothing to play for, sister. Stay. I'm gonna leave your mic open. You ain't got nothing to watch up there.
Hey, that's drop on.
Go ahead. There we go.
Yeah.
My brother.
Yeah,
St. Louis. Yes.
Yeah, it's snowing like a motherfucker up here. They done let them clouds go. They let them go up here. They got this shit coming down around here.
Ooh, that's right. I heard a huge storm is going to cut past all the way to the eastern
East Coast,
state. All the way.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on, it's getting back to the time. See, you can't be, like I was saying once before, you can't be left out. You got to be in a place so you won't get swooped up and get put in them camps if you ain't got nobody that's going to count for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't helping grow something, I'm talking about far as any whatever type of thing you got going on, you got to group yourself around the right people. If you around a group of people and you ain't got nothing going on, you're gonna end up in them camps. They're gonna slick you on in there. Like, it's gonna be different from back in the day. Well, it's kind of gonna be the same how they got people to walk into a microwave. You know what I'm saying? They got grown people to walk into a microwave. You know what I'm saying? Due to politics and, you know, stuff like that through the church. You know, the church and politics had something to do with all that, with what so-called happened with the so-called Jews and Hitler and this and that and the third, which, you know, is way more deeper than that. That was just probably like a test that they were showing the world. They showed the world a test to rebound on the new wave, you know what I'm saying, right now. You know what I'm saying? So what we seen with them prior wars and them prior situations with everybody, it was just to get it up to where we getting at now. You know what I'm saying? To put it in our head and put it that, you know what I'm saying, this is what's to come. You know what I'm saying? They show you the future why creating a whole nother future that you can't even comprehend unless you on that wavelength to be able to see. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. a part of being with the mysticism of just with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, being a part of the every part. You know, so that's what we witnessing. And if you ain't surrounding yourself with the right group of people in the next few years, you know, I'm just saying, you gonna get swooped up in them camps. You could be riding around. You're gonna get into one of them checkpoints. They looking so called looking for the real ID. You know what I'm saying? They gonna lock your ass up, and you gonna you know what I'm saying? If ain't nobody looking for you, if ain't nobody putting you on the milk carton, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel
that's what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's getting back to those like how you compounds. You know what I'm saying? And everything go on in your compound. That's what it's getting back to. And they showing you with them people, they already done been through it. They come from countries where they get wrangled up like cattle for real. You know what I'm saying? Where they come through and say, hey, get y'all ass up. You know what I'm saying? Burn out. Come on. Come. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be a whole situation. You know what I'm saying? So
Go ahead. Can you say something?
Yeah, but that's what's going on. You gotta put yourself on count with some group in a group. I'm just saying with just people that's going to put – you're going to be a voice for them and they're a voice for you.
Now, I'm glad you said that because I've been thinking about when people say something. I'm going to stay with them and give you – you ever watch these videos, y'all, how they show people – the Ice-T just got arrested the other day. It's hilarious, I must admit. When people – depending on who shows it, but – you know, and I said, we got videos where people are like, black and white, the only group you don't see doing this is Asians and Arabs. Mostly the groups that battle the police is black and white people on these videos that's out there. And they be having some good talk. I'd be like, oh, you can't search this. You can't do this. That. I mean, and some police seem to know, but then you get these police who are hyped up. This is how you could tell the difference why they're going to bring in RoboCop. They set it up because they're making the police show us that they suck.
That situation, what I feel you're going at the thing is, when you're looking at black and white, when you're looking at so-called black and white, when you're looking at us and you're looking at them, and you're looking at the foreigners, see, the foreigners know the law. The real law is me, you, and the so-called the white people that come from here. That's the black and white that's getting fucked off. You know what I'm saying? They showing you that's the black and white. That's the paper, the pen and the paper. That's the ink and the paper, what you're looking at right there.
Yes. Go ahead.
And the foreigners, they know the law because they get taught the law before they come over here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
They slow until they get to court, and then you like, how the fuck you get this and this and that? You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. The pen and paper, I'm feeling what you're saying about that, the black and white with the paper. I'm saying that these videos, I'm talking about, if y'all seen them, we'll get into that for all this. It's like they got these videos on this, when the police stop people. These people be knowing the law. I mean, they actually be like, you can't touch this. You can't touch. Blacks do it. Whites do it. I just never seen that. And maybe that's the point. They are being trained about the law before they get, because you never see them get stopped by them. It's like cops. Cops would show black and white only. If you black, you could be black, but as long as you. So it's like they got this thing where they show black and whites, but mostly blacks will get, depending on what show you watch. So I'm thinking. By what this law
is. That's the law as. That's right. Is the law. The actual person is the law.
Right. So what I'm saying is, you wonder why the police don't really address that. Because if the police thought they was lying, I'm going to give you a last word on this. if the police really think that this group of people that they video, it's on video all day long. I mean, I got people who I know will watch this shit to say they know they're trying to learn the law by watching these people. So I said, let me see. I've been doing it here for a long time. But it is, I thought it was crazy, but there is ways that these people have made the police feel intimidated and say, I'll put a lien on you and shit. You be like, okay, but no, but you know, I can't speak for y'all communities, but in Dade County, who plays a lot of people, watch this, the police have never addressed it. And some of these people I know are police.
They showing you that's the feud between the black and white, between the chessboard. They showing you the war that the chessboard got going on at
right.
the same time.
Right.
The chessboard is the black and white, the referees.
Yes,
that's the black. We the people. That's what I'm saying. We the black and white. The referees. We at war with each other. Ain't coming to common ground, and that's why shit
right.
fucked up. The real referees
right.
ain't playing the game right.
All right. Hey, we're gonna keep that thought. Let me take some more calls. See, I told y'all. All over the 10 regions, the dry bones, that's the, see, if y'all look up that and look at it, just look at the dry bones. I ain't say you got to believe the Bible. I said look at the Ezekiel, the valley of the dry bones. And look what's happening today. All over the country. If it wasn't for the internet, we would not be able to do this. So that
and
Ezekiel you know,
Elliott from the Cowboys was just let go the other day. It's funny you said that name.
Ooh, Ezekiel. Well, he's sitting there eating. Like you see, he like to eat. But see, he eating the white horse. Let me go. I told you we'll get to the white horse.
Oh, that's Zion.
9161. Let's get it on. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Oh, there we go. That's the man right here.
Let me break a lot of stuff down because y'all said a lot of things, and you were talking about evangelicals and things like that. Now, what Congress is this? Isn't this the 119th Congress? Isn't that 9/11? Oh, dang, right? If you think about that, they got you again. Now, listen, the Cybertruck explosion, they said. All you got to do is look at it and find out that guy's Jewish. That guy was on Inside Edition of a reality TV show, Star Man. Come on, man. You found that out. I said, wait a minute, this was a stunt. This guy was on Inside Edition. 11 seconds. Realize the name. Then, now check this out. You can go right now because you brought up something like
your vitamins, sir.
Oh, let him finish now. He got 3 minutes. He got 3 minutes. Leave that man alone. He got 3 minutes. Go ahead, go, man. I'm going to get some more because they're trying to interrupt you all that. Let's go.
Now, look. So when you look up, now you were talking about the evangelicals and stuff. Now, Israel, because Mike Johnson, Louisiana, bing, bing, right? Israel is what? A Zionist state. Mike Johnson is a staunch Zionist. All that was going on, all these psyops, and you know, the number 39 with Jimmy Carter.
Put yourself on mute, sister. Yeah, because you're still talking. Wait, brother.
Sorry about that, brother.
Go ahead.
So, they just gave Israel $8 million the other day, man.
That's crazy.
Now, watch this.
That's absolutely.
When the Cybertruck explosion, you go on X and you go to Trump's Twitter page, he said they don't need the FBI and MFA or the CIA need to get involved in this. So why would the CIA need to get involved in this?
Right.
They want the CIA to get involved in this. So they only let you know this was our PSYOPs for more surveillance. Okay.
More surveillance.
Now, you
more
got
surveillance.
Elon
wow.
Musk online. They got an X credit score.
Right? Check that out.
So the government brought up the New World Order in the Zionist state. They, because you brought the Ottoman Turks now, at least the phonic out of your state of New York. Yes, yeah, so, you know, little Zionists. We going to give Israel money no matter what they do. She said that what Israel does, we going to stop helping them. That's what she said. That's because these little fucking Zionists, or big Zionists behind them, right? You know what it is. Now, I'm going to say something to you. So, when you look up Mega. You go, if you go to the Church of Satan, you got 5 degrees, like your brother Eddie said, I got 5 on it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The degrees in the Church of Satan are active men of Satan is a first degree, a witch warlock is the second, the priest, which a lot of you guys are priests, that's the third degree. Magistra, like a magistrate, judge, you know that name, that's the fourth degree. And MAGA, mm-hmm. or MAGAS, is the fifth degree. So these evangelicals that you talked about, Billy Graham and these evangelicals, and the agents of the Church of Satan are individuals who have been trained to serve as contacts for local media and other interested parties. That's why when the guy came on CBS and told you this is an Israeli operation, we control the script, the plays, the actors, on CBS right after the football game, right? And matter of fact, if you go look at the football game the other day, Georgia and Notre Dame, which was the 47th Sugar Bowl, 47 degrees of Freemasonry, the score was 33. I said, no, wait a minute. It was 23-10. But the guy who tripped the referee up, his number was 39. Who was the 39th president? Jimmy Carter. What state was he from? Georgia.
Georgia.
Trilateral Commission, right? You know that?
Yep.
He rode in with the Rockefellers. Trilateral Commission.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, who brought up the snow? Somebody brought the snow on
yeah.
here.
The dry bones, okay. Man. That's too many of the names. Look how many people we got.
Okay.
The dry
I'm
bones
get to
brought
that.
The show up.
Because you brought that up. Now, remember they were talking about the falls. Everybody pull up US 133-834-3A is a patent, a process, and apparatus to produce intense artificial clouds, fogs, or mist. Okay? US 133-834-3A. Now, the last thing I'm going to tell you, because you brought up something, the dock workers, they never ended their strike. Their strike starts next week. They got to get an agreement in by the 15th about automation on U.S. ports.
Right.
So
right.
That's coming up next week. So
right.
You got to
so,
understand.
So check that out.
Now, back in the day, they had a lot of strikes that, you like in the early 1900s and so forth. They don't have any strikes they used to back then, and I'm going to tell you why. You brought up the HV1 visas and all that, but really, guess what? The unions at the top, right? They tell the top people of the union, hey, look, we're going to give y'all a raise. The lower people, once we give it to them, we're not going to replace their jobs. Or once you buy out or retire, we're not going to replace it, and they're going to replace it through automation. That's why you got this administration coming in. Their job is artificial intelligence.
But that's what Obama sees. Now, I'm going to show you they all working together. Okay, Obama told everybody, we're going to play the tape. That's why I told y'all the espionage thing. Man, that was so good. It made me think my mind exploded from what you were just talking about. But, look, that's why I love having y'all here, all y'all. You think about it, the technocrats started in Canada. Canada, I'm going to give y'all a connection so y'all can see how far. Canada, and this comes from all the movies I watched, was highlighted from Seattle. How do I know that? Because the Deacons of Defense, who guarded King, was in Louisiana. And the job was because the unions was fighting a Seattle company. If you watch the movie, the craft light, I say craft light meaning all light of this movie is telling you facts.
So,
yeah, all that's up there. That's why I said Washington, Seattle. Now, this is during the time that the black folks became the biggest drug dealers. I'm gonna show y'all if y'all really know. All your biggest drug dealers, your Bumpy Johnson, all the ones who got guns and arms, they came to the port of New Orleans. And see, this is why I love the dry bones. All right, let's go. Go ahead. I'll give you one more minute. Go ahead. Finish up, and I'm going to get
you. Now, you brought up something about New Orleans, that guy, right? They claim that you look at that's an AI-generated photo of that guy, and if you go on X, you can find it. The guy got a symbol holding up the Illuminati sign now. Now, I don't know why I didn't see no dead bodies, none of that stuff. So, but I did realize one thing that the girl said, the FBI agent. They kept on telling people, oh, she's a DEI and all that. I said, I don't worry about none of that shit. I listened to what she said. She said this was not a terrorist attack. This was an event. Well, Hurricane Katrina was an event called Hurricane Pam. So we got to find the name of the event in the tabletop exercise that was running.
Right.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, that's,
now,
that's,
go,
that's, yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah. Now, yeah, they do have that, Jay Helm.
That's
Jay Helm.
On him and ISIS. Hello, ding, ding. I just told you, if they don't want to get the CIA involved, ISIS is on the CIA. It's not hard to figure this out now. Now, watch this, because you made a point about the technocrats, right? Notice you, yeah, anybody in New York, you from New York, they put in what today? Congestion. Pricing. Oh, but they want to really, what they're really doing, see, they're not telling the truth about this immigration thing, but somebody brought the real idea in the concentration camp. It's going to be for a lot of people around the world because
Cheney,
this is a new world.
Cheney, yeah, yeah, I've got something that's two of y'all said, two of y'all already mentioned real ID. Cheney
the real ID?
And them, that they call neocons, they came up with the Hitler style, give us your papers, which would be the thing. And here's how they're going to make the argument, which would make people think that, okay, for recognition purposes, that people are going to argue with, you can't get on a plane without ID. You got to show ID on everything, basically. But to vote, This is where the Trojan horse concept come in. But to vote, you don't need no ID. So that's why the battle going to be for the Civil War, which is coming. We're going to get to the next level of that, y'all. Would be because many people do not want to identify. See, they did enough psychosis on us through. I'm so glad for Mary Neal and all them who've been on this program. Y'all go get them. All y'all, Brother West, why don't you go to the 20, 14, and 15. I'm going to get him in and get the, because he'll see that he on them programs. And maybe you go, now how I got to get a couple more calls. I'm going to take, we have the time. Okay, we got to go time. Because I don't know how this show, y'all be glad because this internet is whacked. I'm going to get one more caller. I got a whole bunch of y'all.
911, baby.
I got 9927 because she's been saying this forever about this weather, and she in the cold region. So I'm gonna get her in there. Go ahead, sister. It's on you.
Hey,
know
everybody, Resurrection.
Resurrection. They know who you are. So many on your line. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. All the hands up. Go ahead.
whenever you have somebody fact check you and tell you that weather modification is not real, just walk away or hang the phone up or keep walking. You know what I'm saying? Because it's
exactly.
real.
Exactly.
That's
real.
Because they won't do their due diligence on researching and putting in the right wording to bring up the patents and everything like the brother has mentioned to y'all. I mean, it's been out there for a minute now, y'all. It's just they got a whole document that tells you that they have weather weapon control that they're working on. They ain't working on it. They've been testing this shit out for 2030. 30 is going to be the new, depression or that type of era. That's what they want. That's what they want you to think, okay? Sustainability is fake, okay? That's just to wipe your ass out and make these controlled cities, FEMA cities, calling them smart cities and 15-minute cities. They ain't nothing but FEMA cities, y'all. FEMA. It's all FEMA. And that's it. Depopulate you. Get the robots out so they can test that, because you got to realize that you are in an alien
yeah, keep going.
Event that is you're in it 24/7. You're the test dummy for their weapons. We are the test dummies for their weapons. And this is the entire realm, the earth, the Gaia, whatever you want to call the name, is nothing but a giant military base for aliens. And they test them from your DNA, your blood, your making synthetic entities from your blood. And it's just what it is. They know that you are an infinite being. An infinite being mean that, you know, your body can go, but you can come back through the vagina, which is the portal, the womb. Mm. So the first thing they want to do is take out the woman. Why? Because we carry the portal. First thing they want to do is take that out. And they're doing it. They can genetically modify it to their liking, and they can put anything in it to their likings now, because why? The women has been compromised. We are chaotic beings, and we have been compromised. We're under serious control, and I'm a woman, and I can say this shit because I see it, and I know it's happening. You know, and the easiest way to take out the man is to go through the woman. Once you got her under mind control and have her doing all kind of crazy shit, then, hey, change her DNA. There it is. Wiping her out. And now you got the men wiping themselves out, becoming eunuchs. I mean, this is a big test. We ain't talking about test subject.
Hey,
test subject.
Hey, you better glad that we ain't here. Me and you be cracking up with me because it's normal talk. Oh, man. He said they have made them suckers eunuchs. They are eunuchs. Ain't there some ancient shit?
Eunuchs.
Like,
volunteer eunuchs, too. They got to the point where they just going to be on. They going to be the, I forgot what they call them, women that dress up. The entertainers that dress up. I'm thinking back in the Asian days where they had the men dressing up as the women. They were the entertainers. They were the eunuchs that became the entertainers in the clubs and stuff. I mean, this ain't nothing new under the sun, y'all. I mean,
ain't new.
This stuff
ain't
been going on for
decades. That's why it's called the Helios Biblios Hour.
That's right.
Ain't nothing new. You best
we
to get an idea.
Military base. The whole entire planet is a military base. Yeah. Now, you talking about invaders coming into. Ain't no invaders coming. You are the invaders. And you are the invader test subjects. You are their test subject. We are their test subject. They got every location. Look, when you look up New York City, you can follow the history of New York City on how they wiped out a majority of the so-called Indians out of New York City.
In Manhattan. They took all those
Fort
Apache, all that.
Have them taking the medication and shit. The boroughs became test subjects. Y'all look at it. Every Buffalo is every fucking state, city, town is an experiment. Straight up.
See, now we passed 12. That's why y'all go back there. I hope y'all ready to get deeper. Now, you think she talking. And me and her talk like this for some. Ain't it strange, though? It was like, but let's go to this premise that the dude who said this about the evangelicals wasn't even black. Out there, the man said the region of the Old Testament Israelites. Now I say to myself, now the question here is sci-fi. We think it's sci-fi. It's real. It's not fiction. It's actual real because you've been saying this since we've been talking for years.
We in this big ass movie, that's right.
Now you mentioned the Truman Show, and we always, I actually, haven't seen it in such a long time because I forgot about how Jim Carrey was supposed to be the character of. But the Truman Show was real, everybody. The Truman Show was one big experiment where they took people to a silo up in the Antarctic region and made a spare to look real. It gave them weather. It's almost like the Hunger Games, where they was Hunger Games.
We're all military test subjects. That's all the fuck we are.
Now I'm gonna go
everybody.
Deeper.
Everybody is playing their role and they're not knowing it. They're playing their roles and being mind controlled. They got the frequencies turned up so motherfuckers can kill each other. Don't know why they doing it.
Don't know why they doing it. That's
they
right.
They have whoever. It don't matter if you took COVID or not, the jab, because the jab was out there to get rid of the old people, to be honest with you, because that's Logan's run.
Hold on. Let's put the facts behind that. Because why would a governor, Cuomo, put the COVID patients in the nursing homes all through New York State, then he gets in trouble for sex because they knew that was criminal, the ones when he put the nursing home, that had been more criminal, so they got him on the old-fashioned way of sex. That's old-fashioned. That's the first Mother Harry and all these agents. Sex is the oldest spy on the planet. So they use sex to keep our mind off the fact of what she just said. And that state, that beloved state, is behind a lot of this experimentation in the middle of the eugenics program. Many of the eugenicists came out of New York State, and that is a fact. Can't deny the fact. It's a fact. Go look it up. Tell me if I'm lying. Love to see that one, B-Bet.
Yeah, genetic programs. You got OPE genetics. You got that out in Connecticut. Anywhere in Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is you know, set up just like an alien fucking test.
Takeover. Yeah. All right. Stay with
us. I mean, y'all keep wanting somebody to come in and boogie hoogie you.
They ain't gonna boogie
so you can act like you're going to kill aliens. But the aliens got you killing your fucking self. They've been here.
That's where the deepness come in. Because I want to make sure because I don't get deep in there. I want people who listen. Now, the energy level that all y'all claiming that we got, if it's diverted into, remember what the man said? We would let them know not where the enemy coming from. So now your energy does not concentrate. What they did was kept you concentrated on a one enemy program. That's it. You don't think you got black people in America, which is now this big debate. I'm going to show you how it's a big debate. So how y'all, because I really think it's being used by the eugenicists and all the groups that's out there working. There's this beef with the Fat Joe and the foundational black people. Okay. Foundational black people supposed to be who've been here. Then we get into Chief Warhorse. Why don't you debate Chief Warhorse then? She say, and her tribe was recognized. See, all the people who got Poverty Point in Louisiana, Queen Mother Moore, all these great ones that actually said that this was the land of Turtle Island. Because we got see, that's one thing about the receipts that I have. I got shows on Turtle Island. What I got, we did the black in Turtle Island with the white buffalo theology behind it, which made it why buffalo is so powerful. They have no clue to how much power. Why you think Niagara Falls, which if it was ever diverted like in a Batman movie, the whole state East Coast would be dead. The whole East Coast would be dead. So this is
didn't Christopher Reeve save Lois Lane at the Niagara Falls and Superman?
Yeah.
Was that Superman 2?
Yeah. Superman 2. The Robert. For those who was young, we went to the Robert Pope. Power Vista. That's right there between Tonawanda and Niagara Falls. And the energy level that's there is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. That's why it used to be called the honeymoon capital. And that's why daredevils from all over, before Evel Knievel, they will all try to go and try to make it. So many people died going over that bridge. And then, of course, y'all forgot, we had somebody on with the Smithsonian years ago. And she actually gave me the letters to look up. She said, look this up. And then Lincoln said, Niagara Falls is where the giants laid. I said, giants? And then the reason why you can't go under the gorge without having real permission, because they got skeleton bones from big-ass people. Go look it up. Boy, it's wonderful.
New York Giants.
Yeah, that's why it's called the New York Giants, thank you. I told y'all I love y'all. We about to get deeper. Got 10 seconds before I told y'all. Y'all about to get it. We all about to get it because the jobs that black people got mad at. See, your energy level is diverted. See, when somebody warn you and say, you're going to take black people's jobs, you got mad, remember? See, I'm going to tell you how politics works because you don't think, even though you don't think in politics, but you are, it doesn't make a difference how you think on that. It's just, okay, yeah, you're not in politics, but you're getting a check from some governmental agency. The way this works is facts matters. We could do a rapid round. I wish we could get people to really get deep into this because we need a lot of the young people now to recognize we're going to be dead within who knows when. But the younger people that's having babies now, they already gave their kids up to the New World Order. That's a fact. Your own grandkids, your own family members, they have already given themselves up to the New World Order. You might not believe me. That's on you. But every offspring that we have created, they have digitally already duplicated. That's a fact. Y'all send me this shit. Don't think I'm supposed to not say it. I'm going to say it and articulate to what y'all said on these threads that y'all already know is a doomsday scenario.
Hey, John Bone.
Yeah.
John Bone. Let me bring up something right there. I'm glad you said that. You know why? Because they made a big fuss down here last week, right?
Uh-huh.
We got a woman that got arrested because we had a nursery in CIU in Henrico Doctors Hospital on Richmond off Perham Road. Well, they came out and found the babies with fractures in the arms and stuff like that. So they charged one nurse. But I'm like, you really think that's the only nurse doing that?
Right.
On the same day they mentioned that, Travis was backed up on Tollway Parkway because they had a man that was threatening to jump off a bridge and I couldn't even get home on the same day when they announced that. Now, ain't that crazy?
That's some crazy stuff. Hold on. Which one you said West number one? West, where you at? Because I got okay. One. Last one. I'm gonna tell you. 1419. 1419. 1419.
Peace.
There you go.
This ain't West. It's Jack, bro.
There you go. I got you. Go. It ain't over yet. West gonna get in here for sure. Go.
Okay. Salute. Y'all were talking about the flu earlier, right? That's coming.
Yep.
Well, yeah, the MAGA flu.
He said the MAGA flu
this time around, huh?
He said the MAGA. Boy, that's a good one there, man. I got
you. Hey,
Jumbo. He said the MAGA flu. I like that, man. Uh-huh. I like that, though, the way it's not, that's catchy. The MAGA flu.
The MAGA flu.
Yeah. We better not have a MAGA flu epidemic because it's going to be issues. But go ahead. It's going to be issues.
Hey, well, yeah. Y'all was talking about the administrative state. And it's amazing how they can make somebody, like you said, with this media, man, it can make somebody look like a straight hero, look like a champion.
Yeah.
I'm going with Jimmy Carter, just recently passed, right? And they're going to have three different little ceremonies in three different places, locations for this dude. Now, y'all mentioned the administrative state. Did you know he was the one that instituted the administrative state? Jimmy Carter?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You rolling on it. Yeah. To Georgia? To Georgia or for the whole state country. Go ahead.
Say it again.
I said yeah. I'm saying administrative state for the whole country or for just Georgia first because he was a senator. He had a lot of he'd been groomed pretty good. But go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, you know when they say oh this administration, oh the Obama administration, oh the Trump administration, oh that administration, then that's separate from what the government is. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different sector. You know what I mean?
Go ahead. You talking. You got 3 minutes. I'm letting you roll. Keep going.
And we talking about, and like y'all said, going back. Well, I get what you say going back, but I'm like, nothing really changed. They just remixed things, right? You're talking about slavery. Oh, slavery, baby. Abolish slavery. Okay. What's the difference between H-1B-1, this visa stuff, and indentured servitude?
Yeah, correct, Correct.
Same thing. They just named. Yeah, yeah. They just renamed.
It's the same thing.
It's the
correct.
Same exact thing, bro. Indentured servitude, baby.
That's what it is. Correct.
Huh?
That's a fact. That's a fact. Ain't gonna argue with that at all. That's a fact. I ain't argue with that
man.
At all.
See, these motherfuckers are slick, bro. And the agents, they made everybody informant now. iPhone, social media, Google, everybody is an informant now. Government informant. You know what I mean? That's what the new iPhone, matter of fact, what you say?
I see how they want everybody to have a phone with the commercial with Snoop Dogg and all them. Bring any phone. They don't give a damn your phone is broken. We give you an iPhone. That lets you know that that's the actual vehicle for the oneness. iPhone for iRobot. They smart, though. They put the words together. But go ahead.
Oh,
keep going. I got two more.
Y'all said something key too early. You were talking about the new generation is. What you meant to talk about the new generation is.
Well, how the new generation is being used for already going to be taken over because most people have not realized that now, back in our day, going having a baby, the most they was taking was the placenta,
Okay.
Now, we might get some shots. Now they could actually put, not just take the placenta, but put nanoparticles back in the mother and be able to take the baby. And if they bring these laws in that was going to be promoted just a few inches away from being promoted, where they would be able to have the eugenics doctors transform your baby without your consent. So that was almost on, especially in Virginia. That's why I say I don't understand what's going on when these laws about the woman being able to have abortion, it's not about abortion.
450 days, brother.
Yeah, but they want 9 months. They want 9 months. They want 9 months in some states. So that means that you almost got a bigger baby. Now, what you going to do with that much baby? Hey, put yourself on. Whoever doing that, you know you're driving. Put yourself on mute, please. Because that maybe take everybody who's below this dude and everybody will be cut off. So right now the woman who having a baby today don't know she already consenting for the baby to get the chip put in them with the shots. Because we didn't have that technology supposedly in a certain era. But this era now, since COVID, the COVID era is where you have actually heard nanoparticles being stated from a sci-fi movie. Yeah. Go ahead.
Now, let's go to this health tech stuff. Now, what you talking about, the Grandma Swami nigga and the Elon Musk, the alien nigga. Now, he was supposed to be allegedly from South Africa, right? His father was supposed to be South African and his mother allegedly was supposed to be Canadian. Allegedly. Huh?
Go ahead.
Now, with this health tech, and that's introducing, like you said, I keep talking about the transhumanism, mixing, you know what I'm saying, the androids, you know, technology with the human technology together. What they've been doing them, you know they've been doing it with the computer because the computer got a lot of, they're using a lot of the human DNA that they use for the computer, like
the pigment, the melanin, they're using melanin into the thing. Now, again, that's been said. All right, let me get some more calls. We got about five of y'all who still, y'all popping up. I don't know if y'all being dropped off the line, but I got 7472. I got 3164 who hands still up. I got 2062. Now, I'm going to go to 2062. I'm gonna make it quick, make a statement so we get all through y'all, and then I wanted to cut off at one. It probably going to cut off, but okay, let me go. His line don't come in because it's streaming. Let me go to 7472. They streaming too. Why is they all streaming? Let me go one more time. I'm trying to bring y'all. The show ain't even over. It's like y'all can't get in now. 3164.
Yeah, I'm in.
There you go. Got you. See, it's taking a long time. Go ahead. Go. I'm glad you made it. Well, I was about to say, what's going on with the streaming going on? Go ahead.
What's up, Dry Bones, and the connection? Great show as usual. I thought about when the when you were talking about the New World Order. I was thinking about Nefertiti and her husband. They were the first to create the New World religion. They was trying to create one religion back in the 14th century. And so that concept has been going on for a very, very long time. It's interesting how long it
takes for real.
For
you ain't lying.
Actually manifest state. And then I was looking at the fallen angels, the Nefertitis. No, not the Nibirus. Did I say it right? Nibirus.
The Nagas, the Nagas, Nephilim or Nagas?
Nephilim.
Okay, well, keep going.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the Anakis. The Anakis.
Yeah, Akanakis. Okay.
Yeah, they were also into the one, you know, the one concept putting the New World Order was also back then as well, because they were all trying to get
with the Akanakis.
The minor goal to take to their country, which was the Nevros. That's what I was thinking about. So I think that one concept has been around, just, I guess that's what I was trying to make that point, that it's been around for a very long time. And I also think that wanted to talk about the terrorist attack. I think, I don't know how you guys feel, but I think that it was a coordinated situation. I don't think it's just everybody both people decided to do it around the same time.
That's what the show was about. Yes.
Yeah, and they both from Fort Liberty, North Carolina.
Oh, ain't that interesting?
So
that's outrageous.
Yeah, I think that was planned because of the fact that the Democrats are very angry that Trump is in office, and they want to show. They have to show drama. They're because they represent the celebrities, the stars, the movies, and all that. And I think they just need some theatrics. You know what I mean? So they usually deal with people who are not mentally, together. Because they like to, they like to deal with people that's not too smart or mentally challenged, that they can pretty much manipulate into doing whatever they want them to do. And then they want to make it seem like,
You just said so much good stuff. That's right. The New World Order, Akanaki. I'm gonna bring it to time. Elon Musk. Cause remember, so-called Akanaki landed in South Africa, or Africa, and between what they considered the region of gold. Supposedly, the mine of gold got the black people who was indigenous, obviously, to go along with this elaborate scheme. Since you brought this up, we got to manufacture gold, and then because rye is gold and silver, so important. And then they said we used to have shows with a guy, Manetti, used to come on back in the day. He said that it's a book out there where they were eating gold and digesting gold. And then Disney comes out with a movie where they stab the people and they come out, gold comes out of them. So I'm glad you brought that up. The second one is the Trump thing. Now, I can't say Trump ain't in 100% got a duality construct going on, but
Trump said he got to deal with the evil folks.
How's that work? How's that work in your mind, the evil souls? Give me your analogy. Go ahead. I'm gonna hear this. Give us what you think the evil souls that he must deal with.
The ones that's been in the office for 25, 30, 40 years.
Okay.
Who are pretty much representing what the brother was saying earlier. The ones who've been in there a long time, they represent the fallen angels. And he knows that he can't have his cabinet without one of those or two of those. And I think the two is South.
The
Indian
well,
guy. I mean, I just don't trust those two. I'm like the other brother, Tesla, and what's the other one? Because I like the Indian
Vashwami.
Guy, but
Vashwami.
Yeah, I just feel, you know what I mean? Yeah, he's just too scripted. You know what I mean?
So he's scripted. So, but hold on. But let's go with the brothers because I'm gonna connect all y'all together right quick. So the brother that said out of region Texas area, it seems like the same visa program was just basically indentured slave program, because when I look at China, look at India, huge population. I watch their news, beautiful people. I mean, the men got so much supreme power over their women. They the land of the Kama Sutra. I mean, temples for Taj Mahal. I mean, they got all kind of gods. They got books that say spaceships. Because when I went to Ancient Aliens, as you well know, they mentioned them as having the spaceships, the Vedas and all these books they came up with, and Brahma and all them is Abraham. And then I look up Hindustan, which I think people should just understand by looking up Hindustan. You may understand we've been tricked because they already got the underground train. It's called the Old Silk Road. We did a show on that. Remember? I think you've been on it long enough.
Mm-hmm.
You see how you see how most Americans don't even know black, white. Mm-hmm. That's how dumb the population is.
Because that's the whole goal.
They don't even know they already got alliances. They're not going to break up those alliances that they spent trillions of dollars to construct. They're using us as the golden fleece of the Sinbad movie. They're fleecing America. That's why Jesus had sheep. Oh, man. We about to get deep. I told you, we're going to the next level. Next level. Got to go to the next level. Hey, but I got to play this for all y'all. I got 3161 because I don't want to cut off. Yo, I'm going to give everybody a chance before I play this because it might go. 3164. I ain't trying to cut y'all off, but after the time, y'all can stay on. Just keep yourself muted or unmuted to talk. 3164. I know you've been holding. Go ahead. Try to get it in. You got a few minutes. 3164. Okay. Let me go to 80. Go ahead. All right. 8079. That's the below. Let's see, because he's streaming slow too. Let me see. See if he might click in. It's almost a game. See, streaming is a game too. See how they want to go to Netflix? The streaming companies are going to control all the internet. Just get ready. And so just if you don't think so.
And then they have the first time they had the NFL games on Netflix. What was it, for Christmas?
Yeah.
I watched it.
But everybody got Netflix, I noticed. Well, everybody was around. And so I was just saying that we're going to be next. That's why we say these next few years, they're going to introduce to our offspring, whatever you want to call people, the glasses. Remember we had shows? The glasses are in already ready. They're going to make it where you could go to the concert. You want to see Bobby, you want to see New Edition in Vegas, whoever the hell you want to, Kim, whatever the hell you listen to, rock. You put the glasses on and you'll pay a fee. And that fee will put you in a seat, even though the per body might be physically there. You will avatar with that person, and you will be at the concert jamming, jumping out your own couch with everything you need. This is why I told you.
They showed us that in Demolition Man.
Yeah, they got this out. But we look how long they had the script. We don't play from the 1879, they made the script for the country you on with black folks in power at the time, gaining power too, superpower. I mean, unbelievable power. See, if y'all would really look up the era of Reconstruction, I mean, really look it up and see how many brothels was controlled by black people in the South. Just go ahead and look it up for me one day and see how's that. And then the second thing, look up to see how this can possibly work. The amount of kids induced by black and white dicks throughout the South by different groups. Look that up first. And that other one. And then tell me, how can it be a purified South when you see the amount of babies made by both races through sex, incest, rape, whatever you want to call it? There's a census for this.
And Brother you Eddie said, out. Open 7249 if you see it.
72. Yeah, where is Brother Eddie? 7249. I'm trying to get 172. I see 7272. 7472. Is that him?
7249.
Oh, there we go. Got him. Now, it's streaming, y'all, so don't blame me. I brought three people in, and your lines are streaming. I just hit his. I just hit Brother Eddie. I see him right there. I hope somebody come in who's been streaming long enough to stop. But each one of y'all have been hit, and each one of y'all's lines is just going streaming.
Have them call on three-way, Brother Drybone. Somebody line who opened up.
Yeah, but they know somebody who would do it. Let them do it if they can. If they can find one who they cook with, I'll put them in. All y'all who are line is open. We just ask if y'all doing stuff to mute yourself because you might see something going on or you need to report on right away. That's why we say stay on the line. Y'all in different areas. We don't know what y'all might be seeing. But now, since we trying to get everybody, only other person at 3364. If 3364 who been holding don't come on, then it's the internet issue going on because I can hear y'all good and nothing else is, but y'all are the only thing I can hear. The rest of them are streaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going to say this about the technology. And y'all jump in. There's going to come a time. I don't know what area, but they got to do that something where they won't get internet and all that stuff. That's going to be a serious thing for a lot of people based on the fact that so many people are interlinked into this weave of information and technology that we can't, it's hard to separate. Say you don't hear somebody for a long time, you don't know what really happened to them. It's like, you know, it ain't like a letter. That's why I want to say this before we go. We ain't going, but the movie for the woman's spirit that I seen coming from a hermaphrodite cult, y'all gonna laugh, but y'all gonna know what I'm talking about. This cult is in Atlanta. But they make some good-ass movies. And the one movie I must admit that it's been a good movie with, and a lot of knowledge that I knew and talked about when Mary Bethune-Cookman met all the great HBC people, went to see Roosevelt and his wife, and now I realize what they did too as well is the movie 6888. The 6888 unit that we put on for the last time we did a Veterans Day, the all-women's unit that's on the slideshow, they made a movie. I had no idea. And I watched it because I knew already who they were from the shows we did. They was of communications, just like Uhura on Star Trek. She was of what, y'all? Communications. So they used a reality base of a real event. Because these women was able to get the mail out, which is part of the whole postal stuff of what our tribe here in North America, the first universal post office, was able to use this movie and ship these beautiful, beautiful, I mean, every actress was beautiful. I loved them all. They went over to the area of the war. They wasn't in the front part, but they had, show you scene. I want y'all to see this movie. I tell you. And they was able to do what the white woman, this said by them, ain't back up here, this said that the white women couldn't do it. They were high level, being treated better, could not get the mail out because the people on the front lines were dying from morale. See how morale is important? See how morale from family was so important? Their family at that time, all families, black, white, all the families, when you see this movie, now it's some stuff that need to be talked about. That's why I'm bringing this up, because the numbers are 6888. Unbelievable. But guess what? They were the communicators. They made the morale so good in the time of World War II. I said, man, we about to go into World War III. What role would the black woman play today? And right now, I got to play this. What role y'all playing? Because that number is harmonic. Look at the number. That's harmonic. Eight, I'm eight. Wesley, you eight. Where is that? I got all y'all. Is y'all still streaming? Because I ain't touched that line. Y'all
can get... opened up 7-4. Hold on. 7-4. 7-2.
Yeah, I did. It was streaming. Because I kept it going. There you go. Is that him? He in there? Every time I'm going, I'm hitting all a few of y'all numbers. I never stopped touching. I started talking. It's still streaming. I wanted to see if it, because I left y'all open just in case it would stream to y'all. I might not even be able to play this because of what's going on with
you, bro.
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing. I want everybody to try to get on here. 7479. I hit the button. Y'all know how it go because y'all been on here. They don't come in. But let me just say that y'all on the line, so we're going to deal with y'all on the line. So y'all, at least y'all got to see. That's why I'll take you off the line because I don't know what's next. So y'all see now. Here's that group. If y'all seen that movie, anybody seen that movie? Tyler Perry made the movie. Regardless of what y'all might think, a lot of black actors made it through with that. But it's a lot of things in that. Oprah played Mary McLeod. I told y'all that those leaders, I know we beloved and we loved them to death, but they made a decree to make us able to get recognized for some strange reason. And that recognition created the Tuskegee Airmen who've been on this program through Antoinette. Much love to Antoinette. I tried to call you, but give me a call when you get your chance. All that. We all had a bunch of them on. Buffalo Soldiers, same history. Supreme dedication. Supreme. The stuff they took in their face talking shit to them. Compared to what they went through, we ain't experienced what they experienced. So what's going to have to happen, karmic energy must make us experience what they experienced tenfold because of the transgressions that we have produced after knowing all of this is unbelievable. It's impossible. That's why the Bible said, which I advocate the Bible, because I told you, so, basic instruction before love, all that, basically said, the whole story was based off people being hard-headed. The whole story was based off people being hard-headed. See how somebody went crazy when I wanted to tell a story? You could tell it's true. Because they're going crazy right now.
Can I add in?
Yeah, add in. I never cut nobody off.
What's the time we're going to find out that all the military prehistory was basically all of us as people, black people? White people didn't get involved into our military into the Civil War. And that's all the images are whitewashed.
I agree with that. But right now, black people should even already know that. You know how long I knew that? This is the first time I heard this. I heard this in my 20s. I didn't pay no attention.
Know that while I was in the military, but I realized all the cadence singing and the marching was for them to step. It wasn't for us. But black black women made all the songs, cadence songs and all that.
But look at what I'm saying. They trapped these black women, marched all the way through, I think it was Germany, what wasn't part of it, was Ireland. They went to Ireland or some shit on that side so they could bring the mail over. And I looked at Grand Lodge, Ireland, Scottish Rite. These women went over there, just like they went, all these soldiers y'all saying went over the world. When they marched, the white Europeans was in a maze. I said, why would they be in a maze? Y'all the ones over there show me the pictures. Why would a black person, when they see a white person in Europe, when they was marching, was more nicer to them, you think? It's because of what y'all think? You know how they say, because look how many